I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. After a tragic hotel fire killed almost 80 people in northern Turkey in January, stricter building safety inspections are underway in certain regions. But that's led to an urgent prayer request from FMI's partners. Patrick Anthony with FMI says the investigations are definitely a positive thing.
What that's done, though, is it has closed some buildings that our partners were planning to use to house children for their Christian summer camps.
Camps begin next month. They're deeply significant times where kids and their families hear the gospel, many for the first time. So please pray for solutions to housing needs. Anthony says there's signs of spiritual opposition.
At the same time, it shouldn't surprise us and shouldn't really encourage us to be praying more and looking for the Lord to deliver in ways that perhaps we didn't expect.
And even without active conflict, translating scripture is serious business in a place like Iran. Dane with Unfolding Word says,
the Bible is banned in Iran, so it's a very, very difficult and dangerous environment for people to do this work.
Following Christ carries a high cost. Still, brave believers keep going so that every people group can hear God's word in their own language.
About half of Iran's people speak a language other than the national language, that's Farsi.
That's where Unfolding Word steps in with tools, training, and technology so church planters can translate God's word into the languages of unreached people groups. The end result is worth it all.
First time somebody hears God's word in their own language, they weep.
Pray for God's favor and blessing upon church-centric Bible translators in Iran. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.